Welcome back. Today we're doing a very classic, very usable drum and bass move in Ableton Live 12. We're taking a crunchy jungle break, slicing it into a playable sampler style rack, and then arranging it like actual DNB. Tight, rolling, and mix ready. The big theme of this lesson is control. Clean slicing, consistent levels, punchy transients, and just enough glue so it feels like one recorded break again, not a bunch of random chopped bits. All right, let's set this up. First, session prep. Pick your tempo. If you're going for retro jungle and that 90s rave energy, set somewhere around 160 to 170 BPM. If you're aiming for modern drum and bass, move up to about 172 to 176. Now, quick warp settings check. In live, breaks usually behave best with warp mode set to beats, preserving transients. That helps keep the hats crisp, and it avoids that watery time stretch sound. And just a heads up, Complex Pro is amazing for vocals, but for drum breaks it can smear transients, so avoid it here. Next, choose a break and warp it properly. Drag your break sample onto an audio track. Go into clip view, turn warp on. Now, you've got two good options. If the break is steady, right-click and choose warp from here, straight. If it's not steady, do it manually. Find the very first real downbeat, usually the first kick transient, and make sure that lands at 1.1.1 on the grid. Then adjust the seg BPM so your loop lines up. Don't rush this part. If the break is miswarped, every slice you make later will feel off, and you'll spend ages fixing something that wasn't meant to be fixed. Loop a clean section, ideally one or two bars. One bar is great for quick edits. Two bars gives you more personality and more options for fills. Do a fast listening check. If your hats sound facey or like they're swirling, that's usually warp artifacts. Switch back to beats mode, preserve transients, and keep it crisp. Cool. Now the core move. Slice to a drum rack. Right-click the warped audio clip, and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, choose the built-in slice to drum rack preset, and slice by transients. That's the most reliable starting point for breakbeats, because it finds the real hits and chunks. Click OK. Ableton creates a MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice is loaded into a sampler on its own pad. Often, Live also generates a MIDI clip that recreates the original rhythm. That clip is gold. Even if you plan to rewrite everything, it's a perfect reference. Now, optional but fun, turning this into more of a retro sampler rack vibe. Sampler is totally fine for this whole lesson, but for a few key slices, like your main kick, your main snare, and maybe one signature stab slice, you can swap sampler to sampler for deeper control. Sampler gives you more filter character, more modulation options, and it really feels like an old workstation workflow. Beginner-friendly rule. Don't convert everything. Upgrade only the main hits you know you'll shape a lot. Now we do the part that separates random chops from professional break control, cleaning each slice. Click a pad, open the sampler or sampler, and set it to one shot. One shot is important, because you want the slice to play naturally, like a piece of audio, not like a sustained instrument. Then, inside the sampler for each slice, turn warp off. You already warped the source clip before slicing, so you usually don't want extra warping happening per slice. Next, tighten the start and end. Zoom in on the waveform. Move the start point forward just enough to remove any tiny pre-transient silence, but don't cut the transient itself. If you cut the transient, the hit will lose impact. Now add fades. Use a short fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, just to prevent clicks, and a small fade out, maybe 10 to 30 milliseconds, also to prevent clicks and tiny pops between slices. This is one of those boring steps that makes everything sound expensive. Now we level match. This is huge for DNB. Uneven slice levels are the number one reason sliced breaks sound amateur. Here's the mindset. Don't match by peak. Match by perceived loudness. A bright hat slice can feel louder than a dull kick slice even if they peak the same. So trust your ears. Use the slice volume control, or drop a utility device on the pad's chain if you want really consistent gain staging. And give yourself headroom on purpose. Before any processing on the drum rack track, try to have the rack peaking around -10 to -6 dBFS. If you're already near zero, then the glue compressor and saturator will turn harsh really fast, and you'll think the devices are the problem. It's usually level. Quick extra coach move. Do a phase sanity check, solo the rack, and flip between slices that contain low end, like kick chunks or kick plus room chunks. If the bass feels like it disappears on certain hits, it can be phase differences baked into different slices. Two easy fixes. Use cleaner kick-only slices for the downbeats, or high-pass the break rack higher and let your separate kick and sub own the true low end. We'll talk about layering in a minute. Alright, now we build the mixing chain on the drum rack track itself. This is the make it feel like one instrument again chain. First, EQ 8. Put a high-pass filter at about 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That removes rumble you don't need. Then listen for boxiness around 250 to 450 Hz and cut a couple dB if needed. And if you want a touch of air, a tiny high shelf around 8 to 12k, like plus 1 or 2 dB. Tiny. Rakes get harsh fast. Next, drum bus. This is your punch and controlled crunch. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Keep boom off or super subtle. Add crunch around 5 to 20%. And use the transience control. Plus 5 to plus 20 is a nice range to bring back bite without overcompressing. If the hats start taking your head off, use damp. Try 5 to 20. Then glue compressor. Think cohesion, not squash. Set ratio to 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That's it. If you see 6 dB constantly, you're probably killing the groove. Optional. Turn soft clip-on in glue for a nice recorded feel. Then saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip-on. And very important, trim the output so you're not fooled by loudness. If it sounds better, it should sound better at the same level, not just louder. Finally, utility. Use it for final gain staging, and set bass mono around 120 Hz for club stability. And here's a quick club translation check. Briefly hit mono on utility. If your groove collapses, you're relying too much on wide room and hats. Pull back the high shelf a bit. Keep bass mono, and keep the width subtle. Optional modern fix for harsh hats after saturation. Multiband dynamics as a gentle de-esser. Set the high band to start around 5 to 7k, and control just a few dB on peaks. You're not trying to flatten it, just stop the spikes. Now arranging. This is where it becomes jungle, not just a loop. Create a fresh MIDI clip. 2 to 8 bars. Start by using the generated MIDI clip as your backbone if live made one. Identify which pads are your main kick, main snare, hats, and ghost textures. Here's a classic jungle way to think. Call and response. Bar 1 states the groove. Bar 2 answers with a little twist. Try this. Make bar 1 mostly the original groove. In bar 2, change one thing near the end. Replace the last snare with a different snare slice. Add a quick hat stutter. Or pitch a ghost hit slightly. A classic fill, on the very end of the bar, around beat 4.4, do a quick 1/16 or 1/32 snare roll. But make it musical. Use different snare or ghost slices, and use velocity to shape it. This is a big coach tip. Use velocity for humanization, not timing. Keep notes on the grid for tight DNB energy, but set ghost notes much softer, like velocity 30 to 60, and accents strong, like 95 to 120. That gives you life without flams. Another classic, the amen flip trick. Take one signature slice, like a snare and hat chunk, and shift it earlier or later by a 1/16 note. That creates the frantic push-pull without making it messy. And don't forget stop-start. Muting everything for a tiny 1/8 rate before a drop, then slamming back in, is pure rave DNA. You can do that by deleting notes, or even easier, automate a quick utility gain dip or track mute for a tiny gap. Now, layering with modern DNB drums so it hits in a club. A break alone has vibe, but it often doesn't have modern weight. Add a separate kick track with a modern one-shot kick. Add a separate snare track with a modern snare or snare clap layer. Then let your break be texture and groove. Mid-punch. Top texture. Ghost movement. If the low end is getting crowded, raise the high pass on the break track. Don't be afraid to push it up to 50, 70, even 90 Hz if your kick and sub need the space. That's very normal in modern DNB. Optional. Gentle side chain on the break from the modern kick. Keep it subtle, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. The goal is just to tuck the break out of the way, not pump like house. Now we turn this into a performance-ready rack with macros. Select your processing devices on the drum rack track and group them. Then map a few macros so you can mix and arrange quickly without constantly opening devices. Good starter macro set. Macro 1. Break tone. Map it to an EQ 8 high shelf, plus or minus about 2 dB. Macro 2. Crunch. Map to drum bus crunch, maybe 0 to 30%. Macro 3. Punch. Map to drum bus transients. Macro 4. Glue. Map to glue threshold in a small range so it's hard to overdo. Macro 5. Rave Dirt. Map to saturator drive. Macro 6. HP sweep. Add an auto filter before EQ. Map cutoff so you can do tiny tension moves into fills. Now you can automate these macros across an 8-bar phrase and it feels like the break is being performed, not just looped. Speaking of phrases, here's a quick 8-bar arrangement upgrade you can use immediately. Bars 1 and 2. Your main groove. Keep it readable. Bars 3 and 4. Introduce a small edit, like a hat stutter or alternate snare. Bars 5 and 6. Pull back. Remove some ghost notes and create space. Bars 7 and 8. Your signature fill. Maybe that snare roll plus one flipped slice. Then reset back to the groove. This keeps it DJ friendly and musical. And if you want an even more old school feel, do one more key technique. Resample. Once you find a great 2-bar chop, record it to audio using resampling. Then treat that new audio as a single break again with light EQ and compression. That often sounds more authentic than endlessly tweaking slices, because it glues the edits together naturally. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes and fixes. If slicing feels off, you probably sliced unwarped audio. Warp first so everything lands on the grid. If you hear clicks and fades, and don't start the slice before the transient. If the break is eating the mix, remember, the break is texture plus groove. Layer modern kick and snare for impact, and turn the break down. If it's harsh, back off saturation and crunch, or tame 6 to 10K with EQ, or add a gentle high band control with multiband dynamics.